Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
A lot of schools have altered their plans today. We have the entire list, kdkradio.com. Pittsburgh Public is in, but eight of those schools are on what they call synchronous instruction. North Allegheny closed. They're on flexible instruction, some two-hour delays. And again, we have the entire list at kdkradio.com. In the midst of the cleanup and anticipation of more thunderstorms today, we'll be tracking when you get your power back if you haven't yet, and there's quite a list. And 5 to 7 days is the takeaway that a lot of people heard at the press conference yesterday, which included John Hildebrand, the second vice president of operations with Duquesne Light. Hopefully it'll be sooner than later for you. Meanwhile, I wanted to check in with Michael Godwin, who is the chief investment officer for Gasso Financial Advisors, kind of get a read on where we are economically right now. Michael, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back. I'm curious. We just kind of sit back and hold our breath collectively, and people are very concerned about their retirement funds and stock market. So give us a picture of where we sit today.
Oh boy, where to begin, Larry? It's been a rocky first 4 months of the year for sure. It's pretty remarkable, I think, that given all the volatility we've seen so far, the U.S. S&P 500, it's only down around between 4 and 5%. So we've seen a lot of ups and downs this year. I think there is a lot more volatility ahead, though. I think we're going to see, Larry, I do believe we're going to see a number of trade deals in the not so distant future, particularly, I think, probably with India and maybe with Korea soon. I mean, China is the big wild card in this whole mix, Larry, in terms of what can get done on a trade deal with China sometime in 2025. But make no mistake about it, you know, we're only down about 4 or 5% this year. Confidence has been really hit pretty hard from a CEO confidence standpoint level and consumers as well. So with a lot of uncertainty in the air, that doesn't really bode well, I don't think, for consumers, and particularly maybe stocks down the run.
And China, obviously, is a huge component, because are they our largest trade partner?
They are our largest trade partner, yes. I mean, tons of goods and services or goods come through China. What some businesses do, though, Larry, businesses are very smart. We don't give them enough credit for how they can navigate the uncertainties of trade dynamics. What they're likely to do in some instances is just bypass the tariffs on China and ship goods maybe from China to Vietnam and then Vietnam to the U.S. or ship goods from China to Mexico and then Mexico into the U.S. to sort of bypass some of the tariffs that are implemented there. So I think there's some workarounds there, but nevertheless, it is a cost to businesses in its current form, obviously, that we're seeing right now.
Michael, the GDP report came out yesterday, and it showed first quarter GDP was basically almost nothing. It was like 0.3%. And the analysts that I heard said it was all due to the fact that there was a rush on imports. There was a big uptake. And so there's, on the other side of that, there's going to be the reverse effect at some point. Explain how that works and how you see that playing out.
That is correct. If you actually looked at underneath the hood on the GDP numbers, it wasn't all that bad. Consumers are still spending quite a bit. Job hirings were pretty good in Q1. And you're right, we saw a huge uptick in inventory buildup in Q1 just to try to get ahead of the Liberation Day tariff and whenever that was going to happen. What we're going to see going forward, I think, is you're going to see a weaker, certainly, Q2 GDP number. Some of that inventory has to be drawn down, so you're not going to be spending more to buy more goods. And so I think you're going to see a bit more of a weak number in GDP growth in Q2, and maybe even in the Q3 if this trade stuff doesn't get worked out at some point pretty soon.
We're with Michael Godwin, who is the Chief Investment Officer with Fragasso Financial Advisors. If you're dealing with a lot of retirees, we have a lot of listeners who are in that category. What's the collective wisdom right now?
Yeah, it's a tough one. I mean, one I've always said, it's incredibly, incredibly difficult to make portfolio decisions based on geopolitical events. You have no idea as an investor what's going to happen, when it's going to happen, when deals are going to get ironed out, and what those are going to look like. So it's really hard to make tactical moves there. I do firmly, firmly believe that most retirees still have the ability to have a longer-term view for the most point. And if you don't, your portfolio should be allocated in a way that is not heavily tied to the stock market. Maybe you're 50% of your portfolio is in stocks and 50% in bonds or other types of investments, gold, commodities, private real estate, et cetera. So making sure you have the right allocation for your portfolio so you're able to withstand these volatile moments is paramount to ensuring that you have a safe and secure financial retirement.
Michael, as long as we're on the topic, how are bonds and other investments that are not stocks performing right now compared with stocks that are so volatile?
Yeah, the benchmark for bonds is called the Bloomberg Barclays Aggregate Index. That's up about just under 2% on the year. So some safe haven investments are doing okay, and they're doing their job of being able to counteract the negative movements you're seeing in the stock market. At Fragasso, we invest in stocks, bonds, and we have a whole host of other sort of alternative ways or vehicles that can generate returns and income, such as private credit, private real estate, et cetera, that have been doing very, very well. So you bring up a good point, Larry, in that it is incredibly important to make sure you have within your portfolio investments that operate in a co-varying degree with one another. Some stuff goes up, some stuff goes down, and that way you have a very, very well-balanced, well-diversified portfolio that does pretty well in environments that, like we're seeing today.
Michael Godwin, Chief Investment Officer for Fragasso Financial Advisors. Appreciate the time this morning, Michael. Thank you.
Thanks, Larry. Have a good day.
Coming up, generators. Wow. Right now, if you need one, where do you get one? And what do you get? And how much? These are all questions.
Don't turn to the black market, whatever you do.
We're gonna check in with our good friend Andy Amrine. He knows the answer next. Guy, when we want to find out what's going on in the hardware industry, because that really is a reflection of what people need. And joining us, Andy Amrine from EB True Value. Andy, good morning. But I understand you are directly affected by the storm as well.
Yeah, good morning, Larry. Yeah, I have a house in Ohio on Tappan Lake, and just my go-to place to relax on Sundays. And, we had an 80-mile-per-hour wind. They are saying it actually was a funnel that went behind my house and up the street. My house and a few of my neighbors are on, and we lost over 100 trees. I need a new roof, lost the air conditioning unit behind my house. The propane tank was smashed, electrical meter socket, mast, and so forth, ripped off the house. So, we went down, cleaned it up, tarped the roof, and we move on. So, it happens.
Yeah, but, talking to Marty, and he shared, I'm sorry about that. Unfortunately, no one hurt, but that's...
Absolutely. That's all that counts. So, helped the neighbors patch their roofs on Wednesday night and did mine on Thursday, and... life moves on.
That said, the demand for generators,
It's a big day.
Yeah, obviously, when you have a massive storm like this in many people's lives, unprecedented in its widespread effect, generators are in great demand. Talk us through the process.
You know, they are. And, you know, generators are a tough subject. We rent and sell generators. And I would say by 7 o'clock yesterday morning, we were out of everything in the way of generators. And the problem, if you want to call it the problem with generators, that people own their portable generators, I'll start with that. They never think of it until they need it.
Right.
And with the fuel, the ethanol that's in the fuel, how it really is destructive to small engines, the majority of people that had generators and had them sitting in sheds and garages couldn't get them started because of the fuel and the bad carburetor. So sitting in my mechanic's shop right now, we probably have 40 generators that won't start. And same with chainsaws that people couldn't get started. And a generator is something that do you really need to own except once every 4 or 5 years where your power is out for a day or two. It's one thing if you have medical issues or underlying issues that you have to have standby power. And so that's, the portable generators are tough. Now, a whole house generator, they're amazing, but then you're looking at spending $8,000, $9,000, $10,000, and they run through and test themselves every month, so they're working when you need it. That's a totally different item than a portable generator. But a portable generator, gasoline engine, they have to sit outside, and you run extension cords through your window and plug in what it is you need. So you plug in that lift chair, or you plug in that oxygen tanks, or you plug in your refrigerator. But you got to, if it's portable, then you got to dig it out of your shed or garage, take it to where you need it, make sure it starts, have the fuel and everything else. And it's a tough call for portable generators. Now, if you're a camper or sportsman and you're using it all the time, or you're a contractor where you're running tools on it all the time, that's once again, a totally different conversation.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
And just that homeowner that needs it once every 5 years, and you got a 99% chance it's not going to start when you need it. So their generators are really, really tough commodity, to say the least. But on the flip side, the other things that we went through a whole bunch of yesterday were lamp oil. We sell a plumber's candles that you do for luminaries and in pumpkins. And so we went through, 4,000 little candles yesterday. I should say Wednesday night more than, or Tuesday night more than, during the day yesterday. But flashlights, flashlight batteries, emergency radios, so everyone could still listen to KDK. There's emergency radio. And these are things that are nice to have and for when you need them. And, having spare packs of batteries, a pack of batteries lasts 4 or 5 years just sitting in your drawer in your closet. The trick is finding where you put it when you bought it ahead of time, because, I'm sure people rip their closets and, junk drawers apart trying to find it. But, your flashlights, if you left the batteries in it, are, were they dead? But it absolutely was a crazy day yesterday. Wow. Unfortunately, a lot of tarps for the roof damage, but a lot of chains for chainsaws, a lot of the fuel for the two-cycle engines for chainsaws and so forth. My staff was very, very busy. Normal day, 400 customers. We had about 800 customers yesterday.
Wow.
And so it was a crazy day, but we're glad we're always, you know, I've been here 50 years, so I've gone through a lot of storms. And it was a beautiful day yesterday. So it was, you know, the sun shining, blue sky, but the aftermath of the wind could be pretty devastating, that's for sure.
Andy, what do you say about the backup power supplies that can be recharged with solar panels, the little ones that you could set out like in the driveway?
I think they're great. I think more people, if they're looking to have a standby generator that they want it to work, you know, having that battery unit with the solar recharging panel on it, I've been intrigued by them for many years. I have tested a couple of them. They're small, but to do just that one thing or the two things, I have no issues with them at all. It's actually something I had been planning on getting into, and I never did. So I think yesterday pushed me to the point that I'm going to have to actually look into having some of those available for emergencies like that, because then you're into something that doesn't have need gasoline, doesn't have to, it's always going to start for you as long as you remember to keep those batteries charged. And, you know, it's not going to run your furnace or air conditioner. So as long as you understand that, it's going to do, it'll do a refrigerator. It'll do some lights, but they're not going to be powerful enough to run your whole house.
Andy, appreciate the time, especially knowing you're busy. Oh. And thank you, partner.
All right. It's always a pleasure, Larry.
Andy Emrine, EV True Value. 800 people in one, you know.
Amazing.
Neighborhood True Value Hardware
store. It's nice to have a local business in your neighborhood you can count on, yes, when you need it like that.
And Andy's, yep, a guy, you ask him questions, he's straight out. He gives you his, you know, unbiased opinion based on his experience. Like, hey, here's what I've experienced. Here's what you need to know. Can't believe a week has gone by since we last talked to Dr. Mike Hutchinson of Animal General, LaSalle Plaza in Cranberry. And he joins us where you can see him on the radio. And you can check out our live stream, kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Doc, good morning.
Good morning. How are you two doing?
We're hanging in. A lot of cleanup going on. What was your experience with Tuesday's storms with your animals and your place up there in the north?
We drove out of it when I was coming home from work. So when I got home, we were very calm up here. My daughter's in Coriopolis, and my son-in-law, of course, they're out of power for maybe 5 to 7 days. So the good news from that is that they're going to come up and see us quite a bit.
Yeah, I know that it's creating opportunities for people to reach out to neighbors, friends, and families, yeah, to help. And what about pets, yeah, in storms like these?
Yeah, yeah. You know, nobody thinks of that, but see, what about the animals that have fear of these thunderstorms and these horrible things, and they get very anxious? Some of them tend to run away. Shelters get overloaded, during these disasters. So it is something to be, you know, concerned with. That's why I always recommend permanent identification on our pets. Those microchips can always reunite your pet back to you if they get lost, because that's the first thing shelters and veterinarians do is we scan them, sometimes take x-rays looking for that identifying chip so that we can reunite them.
Dr. Mike, we have a question from Ellen in Shaler, who says her senior cat meows constantly at night, and she's wondering, is it anxiety or something medical?
Well, the key there is that she said it's a senior cat. So when I hear that, when they start to constantly meow, I do recommend a comprehensive workup. And what I mean by that, we're looking for things like hyperthyroidism, high blood pressure, and anxiety. Behavioral issues could be part of that, but I always check for the medical causes first, because a lot of times that will happen as cats get older. So I recommend that she get a good comprehensive exam to make sure it's not one of those diseases, because all of those can be helped, and it can help alleviate that meowing.
Ricky in Munhall wants to know, Dr. Mike, this is a great question. Do pets understand when a family member is ill or missing? Our dog won't leave my dad's chair. Dad passed away a few months ago.
Oh, I'm sorry. My condolences for your dad. That's a tough one. Pets often pick up on emotions, and you know, familiar, they seek out familiar spots, comfort in familiar spots. And it sounds like your dog is doing that and it gets comfort in your dad's chair. Yeah, they pick up on emotions. They pick up on routines. And when that routine's broken, sometimes the pets get a little bit different or anxious. And in this case, it just looks like your dog is picking up on that change and probably loss of your father as well. And I mean, that's not a bad way to honor him, is the dog in his chair.
Susie in Mount Lebanon is asking about her dog. It recently started whining when they put him in a crate, and he used to love that. And she's wondering why and if you have suggestions.
You know, when a dog loved a crate and then stops loving it, I wonder, you know, did something happen in the crate? Were there loud noises that scared the dog, or does it have arthritis maybe? Is it painful? And so what I would do in that situation, my recommendation would be start doing positive reinforcement again, associate with treats, short times in the crate. And if you can't get that past the anxiety in that crate, I would then, you know, seek out veterinary care, make sure that your dog isn't, you know, exhibiting some pain from things like arthritis or things that might make them uncomfortable. You can put in a nice pad in there and, you know, a nice cozy blanket or something that he can lay on, and maybe that will help as well. But those are the kinds of things I think about. I'm not sure that's what's going on, but maybe he had an experience that we're not aware of while he was in there that makes him anxious now.
Did you have any, pets wouldn't, but their owners would come in and say, hey, Doc, can we just hang out and charge our phones? Be like a menagerie. Yeah, a lot of people still without power, almost 200,000 people, which is unimaginable. Just like you said, your daughter in a situation where you don't know. And the Duquesne Light spokesman yesterday said it could be 5 to 7 days. So.
Yeah, that's what they were told. That happened to us a couple of years ago up here. And, of course, I was getting a generator put in. And the guy said, hey, do you mind if I put it in after Thanksgiving? We're a little bit behind.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no problem. And then of course, we had 5 days without power. So we really appreciate our generator up here.
Amen. Doc, always good to talk. We'll catch you next Thursday.
All right. My pleasure. Have a good week.
Dr. Mike Hutchinson, go to kdkradio.com for a link to animalgeneral.net.
From the Goldberg, Persky, and White news desk, Governor Josh Shapiro toured the storm damage Tuesday in Pittsburgh.
Everybody is focused on this, getting the power turned back on, making sure folks are safe. The destruction is really something here as we've traveled across the region today.
And in an effort to support the small business Fiori's, Governor went in, had a pizza.
There you go. Tragedy at PNC Park last night. A fan fell over the Clemente wall.
It's extremely unfortunate. I mean, that's an understatement.
Pirates manager Derek Shelton reacting to what happened in the seventh inning. And at this point, we understand the condition of this man yet identified is critical.
Yes, that's correct. And here comes marathon weekend.
We might be approaching 47,000, 48,000 by the end of the week. So we're super excited to welcome all the people from around the world in town.
Troy Schooley, who is the CEO of P3R, and that's the organization that runs the marathon.
And that number of people is registrants for the race, but that doesn't include, if they're from out of town, anyone they're bringing with them. And that makes it likely hotel vacancies are going to be scarce for people looking to escape, like to a cool room with electricity and television.
Boy, that's exactly correct. They're at a premium right now because of all of these things converging into the weekend.